So this next singularity, empowered by the convergence of exponentially emerging technologies like biotechnology, which is manipulating the information processes of biology, nanotechnology, which is to manipulate matter at the level of the atom and insert computation into matter, and AI, which is to create non-biological intelligence that's not subject to the limitation of the human brain, the converging forces of those three things are sending us towards what seems to be another singularity as big in scale as the invention of language was. You see, information technology is progressing so rapidly, and it's bootstrapping on its own complexity in an exponential way. It's the reason that there's a billion times more computation in our smartphones today than there were in $60 million supercomputers that were half a building 40 years ago. Computation is going to be occurring on scales that can be fit inside our bodies. I mean, we're talking about molecular-sized computers writing software for our minds and bodies. The confluence of all these things coming together over the next 25, 30 years is going to be trillions of times more advanced than anything that we can conjure up right now. And so we have achieved more change in the last 100 years than in the last billion years thus far. So when you look at what's coming, he says we should call that a singularity because it's an appropriate metaphor to describe what happens when you go through a black hole. And it's like, we don't know what's going to happen after that, but we just know things are going to get really weird.